This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. prosecutors have charged six Russian military intelligence officers in connection with a global computer malware campaign that struck the 2017 French presidential election and the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea, among other targets. Head of the U.S. Justice Department's National Security Division, John Demers, called the cyber campaign the most disruptive and destructive series of computer attacks ever attributed to a single group. Demers also said no country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously or irresponsibly as Russia, wantonly causing unprecedented damage to pursue small tactical advantages to satisfy fits of spite. The Justice Department said the six hackers, all officers of the Russian military intelligence service known as GRU or GRU, targeted government and other entities in the United States, Ukraine, Georgia, and Britain, as well as France and South Korea. The Justice Department had previously indicted GRU officers with hacking department and Democratic emails during the 2016 presidential election. The latest charges do not allege election interference on the part of the GRU itself. The six defendants face charges of conspiracy, computer hacking, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and false registration of a domain name. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday the United States would remove Sudan from its list of state sponsors of terrorism as soon as Khartoum sets aside the $335 million it has agreed to pay to American victims of militant attacks and their families. A U.S. official told Reuters that the deal could also set in motion steps by Sudan toward establishing diplomatic relations with Israel, following similar moves by United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Sudan's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism was established in the 1990s. This is VOA News. With 15 days remaining before the U.S. presidential election, Democratic challenger Joe Biden continues to lead in national polling against Republican President Donald Trump, and millions of Americans are casting early ballots. But Biden's campaign is urging its supporters not to take that lead for granted after Democrat Hillary Clinton was expected to win the 2016 election, only to lose to Mr. Trump. Poll aggregators show Biden with a 9 to 10 percentage point lead nationally, and perhaps half that lead is in key battleground states that will determine the outcome. President Trump says he is confident he will be reelected. An unprecedented number of early voters have already cast their ballots in this year's contest. Nearly 28 million people have cast ballots either in person or by mail since early voting started recently. Experts say as many as half of this year's votes could come in before Election Day, November 3rd. Some of the voters have told interviewers they voted early to avoid Election Day crowds where they might catch the coronavirus. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear two cases involving the Trump administration's policies at the U.S.-Mexico border. The first regards a policy that makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for U.S. court hearings. The second is about the administration's use of money to fund the border wall. The justice's decision to hear the cases continues its practice of reviewing lower court rulings that have found President Trump and his immigration policies illegal over the past 4 years. The justices did not hear and will not hear new case until 2021. Shelling was reported in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh Monday, despite a ceasefire that was meant to take effect early Sunday. And the latest development in the dispute over the region of Nagorno-Karabakh, Armenia and Azerbaijan each accused the other of shelling overnight. This despite a truce backed by international mediators aimed at quelling the violence, which has left hundreds dead. Azerbaijani officials accuse Armenia of shelling at least four regions outside the conflict zone overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh officials say that the state media said that Azerbaijan targeted multiple villages for shelling overnight. Both sides accused the other of violating the ceasefire Sunday as well. The latest ceasefire is the second brokered by Russian officials. The predominantly ethnic Armenian territory located entirely within Azerbaijan declared its independence from Azerbaijan in 1991 during the collapse of the Soviet Union, sparking a war that claimed the lives of as many as 30,000 people before a 1994 ceasefire. However, that independence is not internationally recognized. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.